The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. These are programs that we bring to you to highlight some of our special organizations and businesses within the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce, let you know what these organizations do, what kind of products some of our businesses produce, some of our entertainment venues, certainly our solopreneurs, and so many of our members who are part of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. In this edition of our podcast, we're very privileged to speak with the Executive Director of the Ulbrich Boys and Girls Clubs of Wallingford and North Haven. Carlos Collazo joins us. Carlos, it's great to have you here on our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
And we'll start, first of all, with just the real basic fact that there are so many Boys and Girls Clubs across the United States, and it's a heritage foundation. People really are aware of Boys and Girls Clubs or have heard of them at some point. So let's just start with a real generic basic question. What a Boys and Girls Club does.
Sure, yeah. Boys and Girls Clubs, one thing that you may not know is the Boys and Girls Clubs were actually founded in Connecticut. When they were founded, as a boys club back then by a few nuns, you know, that were, you know, trying to provide a place for young kids to a safe place for kids to go and participate in activities. And they were actually founded in Hartford. And then in the 80s, it became a Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club is a place where we're able to provide young families with a safe place to learn and grow. It provides great futures where kids can actually come and participate in academic success programs, character and leadership development programs, and healthy lifestyles. And those are really the three key priorities that Boys and Girls Clubs focus on. It's been around for quite some time. However, I like to think of Boys and Girls Clubs as the best kept secret, because we can fit in any community and make it work and make an impact wherever we go.
And of course, here in Wallingford and North Haven, we have the Ulbrich Boys and Girls Clubs. Let's talk about first the Wallingford and then the North Haven Club, if we might, Carlos. So the Wallingford Club has been here for a while, then you expanded into North Haven. So tell us a little of the history of the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club, location, what programs go on there.
So the Boys and Girls Club in Wallingford was first founded in 1963, and it's been serving the Wallingford community ever since. We're located off of Grant Street on the intersection of Grant Street and Prospect. For the past, you know, quite a few years, the club has served anywhere between 30 to 60 youth, and you know, those most in need in the Wallingford community. And in the early part of the Boys and Girls Clubs in Wallingford, the Ulbrich Steele family had supported the organization. They had a really strong relationship with Phyllis Murray, which was the my predecessor here at the Boys and Girls Club. And I believe in the 80s, the Ulbrich family supported the building of a brand new facility on Grand Street. They tore down what used to be, I believe, some sort of social club, on Grand Street, and they rebuilt a state-of-the-art at the time facility that included a gymnasium and about another 5,000 square feet of program space. And that is where we're located right now. In the past 4 years, we've grown from serving, you know, anywhere between 40 to 60 kids to a little over 100 kids in that facility. And it's been a tremendous growth. We've also grown our staff. We had a staff made up of two full-time staff, I'm sorry, and roughly about 8 or 9 part-time staff. And we've now grown to have 4 full-time staff members, and not including North Haven, we'll get to that, we have roughly about 12 to 14 staff members just in the Wallingford location. And our budget has grown quite significantly. We've gone from $350,000-$400,000 budget to we're just scraping that $1 million budget, but that does include North Haven. So a lot of things have happened in the past 4 years, some great things, even through COVID.
So the need, of course, was here in Wallingford, established in 1963, but then in North Haven, which has half the population of Wallingford, Wallingford with 45,000 residents and North Haven 23,000 residents, roughly. There was a need in North Haven. So how did that come about? And tell us about that facility's location.
Sure. Yeah, we, you know, during our fast-paced growth in Wallingford, there was only so much we can do in Wallingford, given the fact that there are other nonprofit organizations in the town. And there's limited places where you can provide services in Wallingford. We're still seeking other opportunities. However, we were approached by the North Haven community and this gentleman by the name of Eric Scarnuzzo, which is our current vice president on our board. We had a discussion with him about North Haven and the possibilities of potentially providing after-school services through the Boys and Girls Club. And he wasn't too familiar with the community. However, he did have a great relationship with the Board of Education president, and that was Anita Anderson. And so Eric reached out to Anita. I brought over our president at the time, which was Tammy Olbrich. We had a meeting at Eric's house. I did my due diligence, looked into the possibilities, you know, of coming into North Haven and, you know, what that meant for the community. And the rest was history. I mean, we went from opening up a site in North Haven in 2019, I believe it was in the fall at some point, to not having enough slots available for the need. Right, we were limited to 70 slots over at the location that we identified, which was Hope Church. And a huge shout out to Pastor Jim Detweiler for opening up his doors at Hope Church, because if it weren't for Pastor Jim, I don't know if it would have been possible to open up a location as fast as we did. However, we opened up, we had 70 slots available, and we had about 100 plus kids in need of the services. So we had a waiting list. In February of 2020, right before COVID, we opened up a second location in the town of North Haven. That location was running out of ACES Mill Road School, which was located on Mill Road in North Haven. And that was made possible through our selectmen, you know, from the town. And we were definitely, it was because of the momentum, we were able to really make it happen in a short period of time. We found out that we had availability to this Mill Road School in, I believe it was December. And by February, we were opening our doors and providing services to the rest of those youth that were on our waiting list. And so when that had transpired. We ended up running two sites in North Haven and our site in Wallingford, and then COVID hit and it kind of shut everything down for a while. However, that was the beginning to our success in North Haven. Fast forward to where we are now, we're currently at five schools. We're at every elementary school and the middle school in North Haven, serving upwards of 300 youth daily through our after-school services.
That's a remarkable track record that you just discussed here with the North Haven and Wallingford facilities. And I know that just recently a big grant has come the way of the Boys and Girls Club. That's going to provide an opportunity for expansion of services and greater capacity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. So never in the history of the Olbrich Boys and Girls Club in Wallingford, nor in North Haven, even though North Haven is just opened up, did we have an opportunity to successfully secure a grant of this magnitude. I guess there are pros and cons to this whole pandemic. I would look at this as a pro. What transpired was two of the schools in Wallingford qualified for 21st century community learning funding. And the only way to qualify, first and foremost, you have to have a great relationship with the public schools. And so for us, we really had a great relationship with Sal Menzo that just moved on to Goodwin College and the Wallingford Public Schools. And there were two schools, Cook Hill and Parker Farms. Due to the fact that they qualified for free or reduced lunch at a 40% or more level, we were able to apply for this 21st century grant in partnership with the Wallingford Public Schools. Sal Menzo put us in contact with Amy Turner, and our resource development and marketing officer, Don Crouch, was able to put together the grant, which was very intensive, to work with Amy Turner and put this grant together. And so because of those efforts, we were able to successfully secure $850,000 across a five-year time period. And that kind of broke out into, for the first 3 years, we would receive 100% of that funding, which was $200,000 each year. It then dwindled down to 75% the fourth year and 50% the last year. So we're hopeful that this relationship that we've built with Wallingford Public Schools and the impact that we're going to have on the youth that we serve will provide us with opportunities to continue providing these services to the youth that we serve in Wallingford for years to come. I feel as if this is not the end all be all. I feel as if this is what's going to put us in a position to catapult our organization to that next level. And in doing this, we've been able to increase our membership from, we were serving about 50, 55 kids prior to opening our doors to 21st Century Learning Center. We now are at roughly about 115, 120 kids that are registered at the club and are projecting to see about 100 kids ADA, average daily attendance per day.
Well, that's a remarkable growth right there. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left, two, 3 minutes left here, Carlos Collazo, and what to hear about you and what brought you to the Boys and Girls Club. You're obviously a tremendous advocate. Your daily work and how that works for you. Give us a little bit of an insight if you can.
Sure. But before I do so, I definitely want to apologize for blanking out and not mentioning Selectman Mike Frieda. He has been tremendous in supporting our efforts in North Haven. And I'd be remiss if I did not mention him and give him his credit. for providing his support to us as an organization. Well, you know, I'm a club kid at heart. You know, I've been I'm a Boys and Girls Club alumni, originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut. You know, I used to attend the club as I was, I'm what they call a club rat. I was always at the Boys and Girls Club, participating in club activities. And I never left, you know, during my high school years. You know, I'm an artist as well. I was asked to do a mural at the Bridgeport, on the side of the Bridgeport Boys and Girls Club. And when I was asked to do that, the executive director at the time asked me if I was interested in working for the Boys and Girls Club and maybe running an arts program or anything else that the club provides. So, you know, I came in as an art director, worked my way through the club as, you know, program director, swimming lifeguard, you name it. I've worked every position. And I went from working at the Boys and Girls Club in Bridgeport to executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Reading Easton for about 8 years. I then moved on from the Boys and Girls Club in Reading Easton to the Boys and Girls Club of New Haven, where I was director of programs and operations for about 5 years. And in 2018, I accepted the position at the Wallingford, at the Albrecht Boys and Girls Club as executive director. And I've been here, it's gonna be 4 years in March. So I've done quite a bit, I've learned quite a bit. There's some exciting stuff coming down the pipe where, you know, you might see two organizations that I've worked for cross paths. So, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff happening.
Carlos Collazo, executive director, and that is of the Albrecht Boys and Girls Club, Wallingford, North Haven. I want to thank you for all the information. Thank you for all what the Albrecht Boys and Girls Club does for our community. Thanks for being part of our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.